Emily, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
So Peter's, you know, very much been outspoken about the Yulin Dog Meat Festival. Could you just explain what exactly is this festival about?
Sure. So the Lychian Dog Meat Festival, or the Yulin Dog Festival, it's known more colloquially, is an annual event that happens in China, which is where dogs are eaten, essentially. And it's a festival for, you know, roasting dogs on spits and having dogs in street food and that kind of thing. From our point of view, we think it's a really wonderful chance for everyone to examine our own behaviours when it comes to eating all animals and challenge something that we refer to as speciesism. You know, we see a lot of outrage about the fact that people are eating dogs, but the reality is cows and fish, they all feel pain and joy and love just like dogs. So we sort of want people to do a bit of self-examination instead of, you know, condemning other cultures for what they do.
Well, you asked people at this demonstration on Australia Day if they would eat lamb if they wouldn't eat a dog. How did most people react to that?
Look, the reactions were mixed, and we expected that. I think that it's always hard to be asked to question yourself, particularly when you've had years of, you know, advertisements backing up a belief system. So there was a lot of resistance in that respect, but also a lot of people who really took it as an opportunity to make that connection. I think when people have to be told that animals that are considered farm animals are vastly different to the animals that we share our homes with in order for people to buy those products. So that happens at a really young age. You know, when we're little, we kind of have animals categorised into what we do with them, you know, whether we pet them or eat them. And that does develop this speciesism where we sort of put animals into categories and we revere some. And, you know, whales are this untouchable black and white mammal because they feed one calf in their lifetime. And, well, that really describes a cow. It exactly describes a cow. So we need to start erasing those imaginary lines that we've built up just out of prejudice and really question what we're doing to the planet and the animals we share it with.
Well, you know, I will admit, I'm quite guilty of it. You know, you eat meat and you're perfectly fine. Well, previously I was perfectly fine with it. And, mm-hmm. you think, well, I would never eat a dog. Why exactly do we have this bias?
Look, you're not alone. And I mean, I wasn't always vegan. So, you know, I join you in that. And my favourite saying around veganism is once you know better, you can do better. Until we're armed with the information to make a change, we can't. But it's about being open to that information. I think that, you know, if you look at any child's book or, you know, anything, animals are already categorised. We have books about quote-unquote farm animals, and then we have little stories about companion animals. You know, we have different rules for letting dogs in, and we have things about where we will pet pigs and when we won't. And, you know, and meat is very, very disconnected from the animal that it comes from. So when you walk into a supermarket, by the time you walk in there as an adult to make purchasing decisions, you've had decades of having this sanitised product given to you under names like rissoles and sausages instead of pig flesh, which might make us think twice. So I think it's not uncommon, but Yulin is a fantastic opportunity to talk about it because instead of pointing the finger at a cultural difference, we can actually look at what makes us the same.
Well, what would you you're saying this, you know, this issue isn't just about cultural differences, but, you know, the way us humans are treating animals as a whole?
Yeah, that's right. So speciesism is the real message, I think, that Yulin really helps us explore. If you look at it in terms of, you know, all animals are individuals, so each individual life matters, of course. But if you put it into perspective, during Yulin, around 10 to 15,000 dogs will be consumed. But in Australia alone, 600 million animals are killed for their flesh annually. So as a numbers game, when you think about it as being living, feeling individuals that deserve respect and freedom, we're actually doing it on a much larger scale. And it's very easy to point the finger, but it's much more progressive to look at ourselves.
You know, and for the Yulin, you do see people speaking out about it, but you don't hear the same people speaking out about lamb during Australia Day.
True. I mean, and when the small minority do, you know, when vegans do protests, it makes headlines because it shakes things up. And that's what this kind of conversation is all about. It's about challenging things. I think that cognitive dissonance plays a big role. You know, we believe what we believe and that begets the next belief system. And it's a dangerous thing because as we've seen it happen with racial issues and with sexism, those kind of belief systems need to be challenged. Otherwise, we never progress as a society. And it's not logic and it's not science and there's nothing behind eating a pig over eating a dog. You know, A lamb will wag its tail, will come to its name. They will all do the same things if they're given the opportunity. It's just that we've categorized them this way.
Mm. Oh, it would be great if one day, you know, we can see all animals as equals. Well, Emily,
absolutely.
Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.